There's been a lot of concern about this new ethanol demand and its potential impact on the price of food. And some of the politicians, some regular Joes too, are a bit worried that using a large portion of the nation's corn crop to make fuel will put a crunch on the price of food. That's not very likely, says University of Illinois agricultural economist Bob Thompson.
I think it's easy to exaggerate how much impact this this will have on food prices, because when you come right down to it, the value in our packaged and processed foods that we buy that's accounted for by raw agricultural products is not very large. I remember the famous example when former Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butz was on the Today Show and he had a loaf of bread and he pulled two slices out and showed Barbara Walters that's how much of this loaf value goes to the farmer. All the other slices represent a fraction of the cost of that loaf of bread that goes for labor services, returns on capital investment in the industry, et cetera, et cetera.
So Thompson, who specializes in agricultural policy, says yes, bidding up the price of corn and soybeans to make them into renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel could have a modest impact on the price of food. It is one of the trade-offs, he says, politicians and their constituents have been clamoring for in order to make the nation more energy independent.
Well, I think you have to remember two things. One, there's huge concern across the entire American public about the rising cost of gasoline. So, and there's also concern about our dependence on unstable and often unfriendly foreign governments for a significant part of our petroleum supply. So I think those motivations will move politicians from all across the country, urban and rural districts, to advocate much higher reliance on renewable energy and renewable energy sources that are produced here in the United States.
Two other notes on the food versus fuel debate and ethanol. Ethanol, of course, is made from field corn, about 5% of the nation's annual harvest, according to the National Corn Growers Association, is used for direct human consumption to make starch, sweeteners, and cereals. It looks like, in the future, 20 to 25% of the crop will be used to produce ethanol. Half of the crop is used to feed livestock. The rest, some 20% or so, is either carried over from year to year or more likely exported. So there is enough corn to go around. And even more than that, one of the byproducts of ethanol can be used as a livestock feed. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.